How to begin practicing minimalism. Learning to be passionate about what makes you happy is a good place to start. Finding real joy in just a few things every day, as opposed to dividing yourself over again until there is nothing left to give, is a good idea. In the last chapter, we discussed how to start letting go of the material things in your life. Human beings can easily overcome this problem by setting goals and writing down their thoughts every day. At first, you will be forcing change on yourself, but over time, automatic choices of living with less will come naturally to you. I can guarantee, in a few months, you will be able to pinpoint the years of trained indoctrination and totally avoid the trappings. When someone in a store asks if you need help, you will automatically know what to say. No, thank you. I am just looking today. This doesn't mean you have to give up your technology and comfort, but rather you will develop spidey senses and become aware of the manipulation into buying. Many minimalists do not own TVs for a very good reason. After all, who needs more consumerism?